You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Yesterday, I was involved with my clinical research billing compliance summit. We pulled together the community for a kickoff for 2022. I gave a talk on creating a friendly billing compliance environment. And there was some dialogue and some feedback that was eye-opening for me as sites are truly struggling with being able to keep good staff and keep them interested in the topic of billing compliance without training and losing people rapidly. For some sites, 2021 is ending with employees leaving their positions due to the fact that some facilities are now requiring employees to come back into the office after a long period of time that they have been working remotely or from the comfort of their home. For some sites, the year went much better and they have built back up to the levels of clinical research that they were doing prior to the pandemic. But putting aside the chaos of some of the difficulties that sites have been having, yesterday I talked about how to create institutional billing compliance with an environment where people want to be a part of it. And how do you go about hiring the right people and mentoring and motivating the employees that you currently have if they are new to the position, mentoring them to keep them? And if they are long-term employees, how do you motivate them and position your team for success? Because as we all know, in the past 2 years, we've had to really look at innovation and digital world that we didn't have before. And our state now, current state, is somewhat different than it was 2 years ago. So what is needed for your team to have success in the future and to feel fulfilled and want to be a part of the team for a long time? I talked about creating value. And one of the ways you create value for teams is to maintain quality with ongoing learning and ensuring that your teams have the opportunity to keep learning in light of we are not, in some instances, traveling. In some facilities, on the conference yesterday remotely, said that they have no funding for travel. So how you are able to provide a team with you know, education and training makes a difference. And there was some discussion in some of the breakouts during some of the networking that you've got to make those connections to keep people engaged. And there's been a lot of lessons learned over the past couple of years where you have to think about how are you going to keep these individuals growing professionally and keep providing them with a career path and providing growth and opportunity, which might include increasing responsibility when some of us have changed the strategy for how we work on a day-to-day basis. I brought up yesterday Brian Cave's code of civility and how do you create a strategy where people want to be a part of an office staff and feel like they are included. And Brian Cave put out in 2013 a code of civility where you have to learn to greet and acknowledge one another and say please and thank you, where you learn to treat each other with equality and respect, no matter what the conditions. You also need to acknowledge the impact of your own behavior on others and welcome feedback. You want to be approachable, direct, sensitive, and honest, and always acknowledge the contributions of others. We also want to respect each other's time commitments and address incivility. And how do you create that type of strategy and code when people aren't working in the same environment. And there are sites that shared yesterday, they've got what is almost a tag team approach for people coming into the office, where there may not be very often that all of the employees are actually in the office. So how do you keep moving forward? So one of the things that I think everyone has to do at this point in time is really reflect. You know, go back and look at the last couple of years. What's people's attitudes been toward working remotely? What I remember working remotely for some was a hardship. And at first they weren't very excited about being at home. But as we all resolved over the period of time that we ended up working at home, people started to like it. So how do you take and harness personnel now who have been working remotely into taking on challenging assignments? How do you recognize and reward excellence? How do you give feedback to people now? Are you having to look at this differently and provide new leadership opportunities for staff that you might not have been working with on a consistent basis? That valuing employees' uniqueness is really key. And a lot of sites were talking yesterday about having to think creatively in order to build new opportunity for employees. Because you have to look at the type of team you hire and think about the personnel you have and create that mix. And a lot of people now are looking at this as, how do I go back and review what we've done and take the time to look at the foundation of how you create a great environment that is friendly and welcoming in billing compliance. Billing compliance is a challenging work area. We have competing compliance initiatives. We have professional organizations that we deal with on a daily basis. You have to be able to manage your time wisely and prioritize and make solid business decisions, sometimes quickly. Looking for those employees that are high performing, those fire starters, those employees that are confident in their knowledge and ability will help you to look for your future. So as you are on the cusp of 2022, step back and look at what's gone on and make a resolution for a new employee environment or an updated employee environment as you move into the new year. Step back and look at what attributed to your success, what motivated you and your team. How can you utilize the team you have now that you've weathered the storm and you're moving forward? It's time to refocus. It's time to think and fill some voids that have occurred. Looking at the type of individuals that you need on your team. Think about the people that you have on your team that have critical reasoning skills or research skills or are able to prioritize quickly. Who has the emotional intelligence that you need to help you seek that inspiration for your team to be able to move forward? And step back and while you're at it, think about the mistakes that you've made over the past few years. We are at a crossroads as we step into 2022 with yet more changes in the work environment. As you take your team forward, focus on making that team a friendly, positive environment. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.